As we think about, we're thinking obviously about the Christmas story. We've been thinking, if you've seen the card, our card this year, we've been thinking about Jesus as the gift. And that's been the theme, that is the theme both for last Sunday evening, the candlelit service this morning, watch night, and also tomorrow. And just to set that in scene, and particularly to help us in our thinking today, I wanted us just to begin this morning by reading together these words from Paul's letter to the Galatians, because they remind us of something of this gift. And I'd really like us just to read them together. So if you're happy to do that, you can see the screen after three. Let's read these words together. One, two, three. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. When the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman. Well, let's celebrate that together. We're going to begin by standing, if you can, to sing Once in Royal David's City.
Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ, who was born to set us free. Thank you that Jesus came physically to us He became a human, a real human with a real body. We are still amazed that God became a man, that the eternal Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and there were those who saw his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Great indeed, we confess, that it is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifested in the flesh, and the people who witnessed your life saw you with their physical eyes. They felt you with their actual hands. You were not a vision or a dream, but the real God that came to bring joy and life to us. Lord, we receive the saying as trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that you came into the world to save sinners, even the chief of sinners. This morning, speak to us through this eternal transformative story of our Lord Jesus. Speak to us through your inspired word and through the different anointed vessels that we are using this morning. We pray for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, before we turn to look at the Christmas story, we received a video just this week. Some of you will remember that Alan and Pamela Lemon went out to Kolkata to with various things for children there. And Patrick and Mina Joseph, who are he's the minister of the church that's the basis of this work, have sent us here a Christmas message. And I thought it would be nice for us to hear this morning. So.
Hi, Alan and Pamela, our dear friends. Season's greetings to you, the church family in Inches East, and to all our lovely friends in Scotland. We thank God for sending Jesus into our world. What a promise we celebrate that Jesus is our Emmanuel, God with us. We thank God for you, friends, some we met and others we have heard about. We thank you for your love and partnership and your generous giving to reach out to needy kids and communities in Kolkata and bring a smile on their faces. The hats for the kids and money gifts towards the project is deeply appreciated.
We are reminded of the words of Jesus. Whatever you do to the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. May Jesus bless you and your family richly, and we wish you and your family a blessed Christmas and a hope-filled New Year.
We love you, and God bless you.
No, not yet. That's just to whet your appetite. That's coming, but not yet. Okay, so listen. Boys and girls, I guess, and maybe everybody else, you're wondering about, certainly you're probably wondering what this is. Well, let me show you this, if I can. What's that? Can you see on the screen? What's that? What's going on there in that picture? What is it, Krista? It's a jigsaw. Hands up those who like jigsaws. Yeah, Yeah, one or two. Anybody got any plans to do jigsaws over the next week while? Yeah, okay. So lots. Yeah. Well, I know I've got somebody in my house who particularly likes jigsaws, really likes jigsaws. So in that jigsaw, where do you think the missing pieces are? Where do you think, Fraser? In the attic. Oh, well, that would be interesting. She's a very keen jigsaw maker, but I'm not sure she's that athletic to get up into the attic. Anyway, so no, not in the attic. Any other guesses? Well, this is a really clever board, you see. This is a jigsaw board. It's very clever, and it's got these, I don't know if you can see, you can't really see it there. You see the wee handles on the side there? Well, they pull out, and all the jigsaw pieces are there. And eventually, that'll be a picture, and you'll see that picture. That'll be completed over Christmas, probably. Maybe. But that's what this is, actually. This is a jigsaw board. This is a Christmas jigsaw board. And we're going to use this board to tell the Christmas story. And there are lots of different parts to it. And we're just going to put it together as we think, as we sing. Because, well, Jesus' story is a little bit like a jigsaw. And it's going to begin, well, it begins way back. Can we have our first reader?
My name is Isaiah. I am a prophet. My part in God's great story was to pass on the words that God gave me for his people. I lived 700 years before Jesus was born, but God told me to tell his people that one day light would shine into the darkness that was all around them and within them. I wrote that a child would be born, a son would be given, who would be a wonderful counselor, mighty God, Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace, who would reign with justice and righteousness forever. I did not live to see this baby born, but I know that God keeps his promises.
My name is Micah. I too am a prophet who speaks words from God. I also lived about 700 years before Jesus was born, but God told me that the Messiah, the Savior and ruler of the world, whom he would send, would be born in the town of Bethlehem.
Charlie, thank you. So Luke, here, here's our first piece of the jigsaw, our first piece. And these characters, this is long, long before Jesus was born, 700 years, but they had a piece, they had a part in the story. Okay, so we're going to sing something, that's what you heard earlier, we're going to sing something of Isaiah's part in particular, those words that we've done before a couple of weeks ago for to us, a child is born, Tori is somewhere, she's going to help us with this.
Actually, if any of the children wanted to come up and help me with the actions, because sometimes I feel a bit lonely up here doing the actions, so if you want to come up and help me with the actions, don't leave me on my own, come up and give me a hand. Any of you want to come up and help? Come on, up you come, up you come, up you come. Do you want to come up and help? Up you come. Oh, I'm going to be left by myself. If any of the grown-ups want to come up. Oh, thank you, Aaron's going to come and help me. Okay, I think we'll go. David will help me too. And we all need to stand up. So we'll go first, and then you guys follow.
I, Zion 9 verse 6.
Your turn.
I, Zion 9 verse 6.
For to us a child is born.
For to us a child is born.
For to us a son is given.
For to us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulders.
Your turn.
The government shall be upon his shoulders.
And he shall be called.
And he shall be called.
Wonderful Counselor.
Wonderful Counselor.
For to us a child is born.
For to us a child is born.
For to us a son is given.
For to us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulders.
The government shall be upon his shoulders.
And he shall be called.
And he shall be called.
Wonderful Counselor.
Okay, so here's our next part.
My name is Gabriel. I am an angel who lives in the presence of God Most High. My part in the story was to go to Nazareth to visit a young woman there who was called Mary. I told her the news that God was pleased with her and had chosen her for a very special task. He had chosen her to be the mother of his son, Jesus.
And the next part, too.
My name is Mary. I live in Nazareth, a town in Galilee. My part in the story was to listen to what the angel who visited me said, to realize that the angel's words were from God, and that I, a nobody from Nazareth, was going to be the mum of the most wonderful baby ever to be born. I was to be the mother of the promised Saviour. My part was to respond in obedience and to accept God's gracious plan for my life, for I am his servant and will do what he asks of me.
Okay, so thank you, Harper. So, boys and girls, here is part number two of the jigsaw. We've got Mary here. That's a very important part. Okay, there we go. Okay, there's part two. So we're going to sing now, just thinking about particularly, we had Gabriel there, we had Mary. Gabriel's going to come back in a little minute, but we're going to sing now. And I think we'll just remain seated to sing, just thinking about that child in the manger who was the infant of Mary. Let's just sing these words together.
Thank you.
Okay, here's another character, another part in the story.
My name is Joseph. I'm a carpenter from the town of Nazareth, and I'm going to marry Mary. I also had a visit from Gabriel, the angel. The angel told me that the baby Mary was carrying did not have a human father, as all other babies do, but that he was to be the Son of God and was to be the Savior who would save his people from their sins, that he was to be Emmanuel, which means God with us. My part in the story was to listen to the angel and not to be afraid to marry Mary. I did marry Mary, and when the baby was born, I gave him the name Jesus, as the angel had told me, and I cared for him.
Thank you. Thanks, Kane. Yep, you can sit. Ethan, I think you've got it, have you? So where do you think we're going to put Joseph? I think you're right. I think you're right. Let's stick him here. Again, Joseph didn't have a great part, did he? But it was important that he did what the angel said. And he called the baby Jesus. But I think we've got somebody else coming out now, too. Oh, dressed for the part.
My name is Caesar Augustus. I'm emperor of the whole Roman world. I did not know about the part I was playing in the story. I knew nothing of this God of Israel and his promised son, nothing of a baby, and I'd never been to Bethlehem. But it came into my mind that it would be a very good thing to count all the people in my empire. I wanted to count them so I could get money out of them by taxing them. I did not know that I had a part to play in getting Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem.
Thank you, Glory. Thank you. So, here's someone, yep, who didn't know that they had a part to play in the story, but they did. Because it was because Caesar wanted the census, you remember, that Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem. And all of that was to fulfill the words of Micah, that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. So isn't that interesting? He didn't even know he had a part, but he was part of the story. Okay, let's think about that as we sing together. We're going to stand and sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Sorry. Okay. Are there angels? I think, are there angels in the gathering hall too? Have we got more angels? Any more angels? We've got two here. Cleona. That's it? Good. Any more angels? Great. Good. We'll take all the angels we can get. That's right. There we go. Okay, Molly.
I am an angel who serves the living God. My part was to appear in the night sky over Bethlehem and tell the shepherds who were keeping watch over their sheep in the hillside the good news of the birth of God's Saviour. They were very scared, but I told them not to be afraid, and I told them to go to Bethlehem and to find the baby. What joy there was when a huge number of angels joined me in the sky, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests."
Okay, so do we have an angel part here? Do we, Cleona? Thank you. So yeah, we've put Gabriel in there too because he was an angel. So where's this one going to fit, do you think? Where's this one going to fit? Do you think it's there? Not sure it fits there, do you think? Not sure it fits there either. What do you think? I think so. I think it fits there, doesn't it? Let's just see. I think so. Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay, there's the next piece of the jigsaw. Great, okay, you can have a seat, and I think we're on to... We are. Shepherds. We've got any shepherds? We do. Have we got any real shepherds? Ethan.
Good. I am a shepherd who works in the hills above Bethlehem. The night started like any other, until suddenly a bright light shone in the sky, brighter than any light I have ever seen. An angel appeared to tell us that a baby had been born in Bethlehem, and he was the Messiah, the Saviour. We couldn't believe what we were hearing. The angel told us to go into Bethlehem and find the baby.
After the angels had finished singing and the sky was dark and all was quiet again, we hurried to Bethlehem and there, in a stable and lying in a manger, we found the baby just as the angel had told us. Our part in the story was to be the first witnesses of this baby and to tell everyone we could about the great news of the Saviour's birth.
Thank you, Struan. So, John Norman, where do you think this one's going? Anybody know where that's going? No guesses? I think so. I think it will do there, won't it? I think it will. There's the shepherds. They were the first witnesses. That was amazing because... They were just ordinary, very ordinary working men, and they were the first witnesses of Jesus' birth. Okay, so they had a part in the story too, and I think, John Norman, yeah, you might as well just stay here because I think now we're going to sing with the help of the Truth Trackers. They're going to do the actions. Is that right? We're going to try and sing along with them. So all Truth Trackers, we need you all out here. As many as we can. Do you need? Don't stand in front of this rather than behind this, I think. Can you manage? Oh, sorry. Need to come forward, I think. Yeah. I think we need everybody to stand and to help with the singing of this. And the Truth Trackers are going to do the action. So if everybody else is happy to stand, that's great.
Thank you. his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born, yeah. The shepherds wonder.
Done. Well, we've still got some parts of the jigsaw, still got some parts of the story. So let's have the next part. Okay, manager, wait a minute, let me put that down for you.
I am a star. My part in the story was to appear in the sky in the east and act as a sign for the wise men so they would know that a new king had been born. After they had traveled to Jerusalem, I guided them to the place where Jesus was born, in Bethlehem.
Okay, thank you. There you go, Rory. That's it. There we go. So the star had a part in the story. Yeah, so where's the star going? Where do we think the star's going? Any guesses where the star's going? What do you think, Fraser? Beside, all right, up here. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, good. Okay. Right, we're not finished though. We're not finished. I think there's somebody else. Krista, that's right. Okay, Krista.
I'm a wise man who lives far away in the east. My part in the story was to travel many miles to follow a new star that had appeared in the sky, which told us that a new king of the Jews had been born. We made the mistake of thinking that a king would be born in the most important city, so we went first to Jerusalem, and there we met King Herod. But then we went to Bethlehem, and there we found the child with his mother. When we saw him, we bowed down and worshipped him, offering the new king our gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our part was to be the first non-Jewish visitors to the baby who had been born savior of the world.
Good. So, we've got one. Well, yeah, here we go. So where do we think this one's going? Up here. Okay. Let's see if that'll go there. Oh, just about. Oh, is it going to go? Going to have to move this a wee bit further over here. Oh, dear, this is good Velcro. I'm telling you, this is strong Velcro. Yep, just about. Right. I think that's it. Just about there, isn't it? Yeah, just about. Oh, not bad, not bad. Is that right, Aaron, do you think? Good. Is that us, do you think? Okay. Right, just press these in here. So that's our jigsaw, is it? Is it complete? So, what's missing? What's missing? There's a bit in the middle missing, Cora. Can anybody see? Has anybody got the missing piece? Can anybody see the missing piece? I think it's somewhere. Archie, do you see something? Cora, do you see something? Can you see the missing piece? Can you? Whoa! Well done. Magic, indeed. Magic. So here's the missing piece. Well, it's not. Well, who's the missing piece? It's Jesus, isn't it? It is. Got to get this right. Yep. There he is. The missing piece, without which, well, if he wasn't there, you wouldn't have a complete jigsaw, would you? He's the missing piece, isn't he? Jesus, Connor, that's right. He's the missing piece. You notice that all these people, all these different things, the angels, the star, the wise men, the shepherds, even Caesar Augustus, Joseph, Isaiah, Micah, they all had a part. They're all, can you see what they're doing? They're all pointing to Jesus. They're all preparing for Jesus. And they're saying something. They're saying something about the gift that Jesus is. They're saying something about the gift he was. We've been thinking about what kind of gift Jesus is. And on Sunday evening, we thought of him as the undeserved gift. The gift that we need, but no one, none of us can deserve. But this one is telling us, well, think about it. I wonder how many folk here, have we got any last-minute buyers of Christmas presents here? I would love to know if there's anybody who's still going to go out today and going to buy their Christmas presents for tomorrow. Some of us are really prepared. Some of us are not. Some of us are hyper-prepared. I remember we had a friend in Dundee who used to buy her Christmas presents by the end of August. And not only by the end of August, not only buy them, but she actually had them all wrapped by the end of August. That's preparation. But you see, all this is telling us that God's gift of Jesus was a planned gift. It was a prepared gift. There was nothing last minute about the gift of Jesus at all. Nothing last minute. Remember, Isaiah and Micah, they were speaking 700 years ago, but actually, even before them, if you've been here these Sunday mornings, right back in the beginning of Genesis, thousands of years before Jesus came, he was promised that he would come, born of a woman. And when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman. It was a planned gift. Jesus is the missing piece. But there's one other thing, and that is my last thought for you boys and girls and for all of us today. I want you to notice that Jesus is not only the missing piece that completes the jigsaw, the Christmas jigsaw. He's also, do you see that? He's the centerpiece. He's the centerpiece. He's the one to which all these parts. He's the one in the middle. He's the one that the story is all about. He's the center. The interesting thing is, if we tried to put Mary in the center, her piece wouldn't fit. If we tried to put the angels or even the star or the shepherd or Caesar, anyone else in the middle, the piece wouldn't fit. Jesus is the centerpiece. And that's such an important thing for us to think about when we're thinking about Christmas. If you have a Christmas without anyone, with anything or anyone other than Jesus in the center, it won't work. It won't work. Nothing and no one else was ever meant to fit in the center of the story. The story of the world is his story. And if we also, not just with Christmas, but if we, in our lives, if we put anything other than him in the center, we won't work. Life won't work. It was never made to be that way. We were never made to be that way. We were made to be pieces pointing to him as the center. And his story not only continues with his birth, but it goes right to the end, when at the end, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. He's the center. And so we want him to be the centerpiece, not only of Christmas, but of our lives, recognizing that he's the gift that God has planned to give us all these years. Well, let's think about that as we sing this song, which reminds us of just the gift that God has given us. With the help of the band, I think we're going to sing this together, from the heights of glory to a humble birth. Thank you. Let's pray just for a moment together as we take all of that in. Lord God, our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to think together, to ponder together, to treasure these things in our hearts as Mary did when we remember the birth of your Son, this King who came amongst us in such humble circumstances, this King whose coming you had prepared and planned from the very beginning. We thank you for all who told of his coming, for all who waited patiently, who looked forward to that coming. And we thank you for the day when indeed he did come in such humility, in such weakness, in such vulnerability, in that baby in the Bethlehem. And then we thank you too, as we've been singing there, for all that he grew up to be and to do on our behalf, that wonderful life, that perfect life that he lived, and then that death that he died in our place for our sins, that we might know you again, that we might belong to you again, that we might be restored to you and our heaven, and heaven and earth also. We thank you for all of that, and how we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would indeed be at the center of all our celebrations, that we would place you at the very center of our lives and see that when you're there and we're in our place, we find our place, we find our part, trusting you, following you, part of your story that will one day climax on that day when at the name of Jesus every knee bows and every tongue confess that he is Lord. So keep us mindful of what has happened. Keep us mindful of what one day will happen. And we pray for this news to be proclaimed across the world. Hear us then, and thank you for this chance to celebrate together. We pray in your name and for your sake. Amen. Well, let's conclude by singing these wonderful words. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Thank you.
let's just say the grace to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.